我们很高兴在主日可以在主的殿中相聚。
We are so happy to be here gathered in Lord's temple.
你们可能看到我今天有一个新的 translator.
You've seen we got a new translator today.
Yeah, 我感谢神啊，我们教会真是啊，需要很多弟兄姐妹出来站出来服侍啊。
Thank God, we our church also need a lot of volunteers to work for our church.
好，那我们先一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们来到你的施恩宝座面前。
Dear Father in heaven, we come before you.
我们感谢你赐给我们一切属灵的福气。
We thank you for the blessings in our spirituality.
当我们今天在这里敬拜的时候，我们特别恳求主你恩待我们。
When we worship you today, Lord, please bless us.
不论是我们在现场聚会还是在网上聚会的。
No matter those are here or who are on Zoom.
我们恳求主让我们同感一领。
We pray that you have us in unity.
愿主你祝福你的话语。
Lord, may you bless your word.
我们也特别纪念到在生病中的 Rachel 和 Anna。
We also remember Anna and Rachel who are in COVID.
求主你帮助他们可以尽快的康复。
Lord, pray for their speedy recovery.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
1971年的时候呢，斯坦福大学有一个教授呢，他设计了一个实验。
In 1971, there's a Stanford professor who designed an experiment.
这个实验呢，就是他要做一个模拟的监狱。
The experiment is about a prison experience, experiment. Sorry.
那么这是一个心理学的实验。
This is a psychological experiment.
于是他就登广告招人，说谁乐意来参加这个实验。
So he advertised for volunteers to join in the study.
实验为期两个星期。
The experiment lasted 2 weeks.
每天可以得$100。
Every day you get $100.
不是现在的$100哦。
Not $100 today. 1971
年的$100，很多钱呢。
In 1971, that's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, 你两个星期下来你发了哈。
In 2 weeks, you'll be rich.
那个时候这汽车大概几千块钱一辆的哈。
That time, a car probably cost a couple thousand dollars.
所以那个时候啊，很多人报名，他就要筛选。有的人呢，他就是筛选人，然后再分。有些人是来做这个做犯人的。
A lot of people joined.
那另外
and then you have to select. Some people behave as a prisoner.
另外一部分呢，就指定让他们去做这个狱警的。
Some people will be the prison guard.
第一开始进来是他们不知道谁要做什么。
When they first came in, they didn't know who is going to be whom.
那么选好了之后呢，他们在指派。
After the selection, you are being divided into two groups.
所以他就把这个当时他们这个斯坦福大学有一个建筑的地下室，把它改变成监狱的模样啊。
Oh, they changed the basement in the Stanford to be a prison environment.
到了开始实验这一天，哎，他们真的是跟那什么，这个当地的这个警察就特别到这个做犯人的家里把他给抓进去啊。
When the experiment day is here, the police actually went to the individuals' houses to get them to come to the prison.
所以不论是狱警跟犯人都要住在那个地方的啊。
No matter is the police or the prisoner, they live in the basement in the prison.
于是他们就记录啊这些个犯人呢和狱警每天的表现是怎么样。
So they document their behaviors, whether they're as prisoner or as the guard.
因为这是个实验嘛，所以第一开始好像这个犯人还不太像犯人，这个狱警也不太像狱警。
Since it's an experiment, at the beginning, the prisoner doesn't act like a prisoner, and the guard doesn't look like guards.
但是过了两天可就不一样了。
After a couple of days, it changed.
哎呀，这个狱警越来越像狱警了哈。
The guards are more like guards now.
因为他们说话，这个犯人要听的。
Because whatever they say, the prisoner has to listen.
因为他们有规则的哈。
And they have rules.
他们可以惩罚犯人的。
And they can punish the prisoner.
哎，可以让他们做俯卧撑啊，什么各种各样的事情。
And they can make you do push-up and anything else.
哎，而且过了几天的话，情况更 更不一样了。
After a few days more, things change even for the worse.
因为他看到说，哇，这些狱警的话就开始用他们手里面的权力哈。
The guards、
哎、
really start using their powers.
还有点这个虐待这个犯人。
And they started to punish the prisoners.
而奇怪的是呢，这个犯人呢，居然呢也服服帖帖的越来越像那个真正的犯人了。
But the prisoners are really taking their orders and behave really like a prisoner.
到了第六天的时候，这个实验就没有办法进行下去。
After the sixth day, the experiment cannot continue.
这个太残酷了，这个实验哈。
Inhuman.
所以最后他就很多的人都要求他必须要停止这个实验。
After that, many people requested that experiment be prohibited.
没有办法，他不得不停止。
They had to stop.
那这个实验受到了很多人质疑，说你这样子做实验，这个不太人道啊。
Many people questioned the experiment because of its inhumanity.
所以以后就不会再有类似的实验会进行哈。
Therefore, there were no more experiments like this after.
但是问题就是呢，虽然没有这个很多的人去做这个实验，这个教授就出版了一本书哈。
Although no one actually performed the experiments later on, but the professor actually produced a book out of it.
这本书呢，就是专门来写这个实验的情况。
And the book is about the whole experiment.
就把这个现象叫做卢西佛效应。
Actually, the way that in the experiment how your personality gets distorted was called the Lucifer effect.
因为在整个实验中发现人怎么样？被这个角色的扮演中，他的人格开始发生了扭曲。
As you have discovered, your people's personality actually got distorted in this experiment.
所以我们知道卢西佛就是魔鬼的名字嘛。
We know Lucifer is a nickname of the devil.
Yeah. 不过这种角色的扮演所造成的这种扭曲，这个值得我们深思哈。
But the phenomena of how our personality got distorted in the experiment provokes deep thinking.
今天我们继续来学习约翰一书哈。
Let's continue to study John 1 today.
那么作者在这里边呢，勉励信徒要行公义。
John encourages believers to behave righteously.
并且披露了基督徒在这个世界上一个真实的身份。
And revealed the true identity of our Christians.
那么这个真实的身份就是我们是神的儿女。
The true identity is we are the children of God.
那么在这个世界上，其实我们每个人都有不同的角色。
We have so many roles we play in this world.
那我们在这种人生角色的扮演当中哈。
In this role play in our lives.
那我们有没有可能会忘记我们那个真实的身份？
Is it possible sometimes that we have forgotten our true role in this world?
所以让我们一起来思想神儿女的身份哈。
Let's ponder what it means to be the children of God.
以及这个概念对于我们今天生活带来什么样的影响。
And how this should impact our lives today.
好，如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经约翰一书第二章。
If you have Bibles, please open 1 John chapter 2.
First John.
First John.
yeah. 约翰一书第二章，我来读中文，然后 Melissa 来读英文。
Pastor Chen, we're reading Chinese. I'll read in English.
我们今天来看第二章的28节到第三章的第十节。
Let's read chapter 2:28-3:10.
如果你没有圣经的话，在后面的桌子有中文的圣经哈，你可以举手，我想 Anderson 会给你。
If you don't have a Chinese Bible, there are some in the back. Anderson can give them to you.
Yeah.约翰一书第二章28节，小子们呐，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧，当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming.
你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。 世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。
See, what great God the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him.For we shall see him as he is.
凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
All who have this hope in him purifies themselves just as he is pure.
凡犯罪的，就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。
Everyone who sins breaks law. In fact, sin is lawlessness.
你们知道主称显现，是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。
But you know that he appears so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin.
凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him.
小子们呐，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous.
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because of the devil has become sin from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning, because they have been born of God.
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属神；不爱弟兄的，也是如此。
This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child, nor is anyone who does not love their brother and sister.
Yeah. 那么这段经文呢，大概可以分成两部分哈。
This passage can be divided into two parts.
那第一部分呢，它是来讲，从二十八节一直到第三章的三节哈。
The first part.Goes from verses 28 through chapter 3, verse 3.
它是从一个正面的角度来说基督显现，用这个来勉励信徒行公义。
It encourages believers to act righteously from a positive perspective of Jesus coming.
那第二部分呢，是第四节到第十节。
The second part is verses 4 through 10.
那么它是从一个负面的角度。
It talks from a negative perspective.
就是犯罪是属魔鬼的。
Because sin is of devil.
以此来激励信徒行公义。
This encourages you to act righteously.
核心经文在第九节。
The core scripture is in verse 9.
凡从神生的就不犯罪。
Whoever is born of God does not sin.
因神的道存在他心里。
Because the word of God abides in him.
所以这段经文呢，实际上是约翰进入了整个书卷的第二部分。
This is when John gets into the second part of his book.
那在这部分里，他论证上帝是公义的。
He testifies God is just.
所以在这个启示之下，他又继续怎么样？继续讲我们怎么与上帝相交，我们怎么与信徒相交。
Under this revelation, he continues his topic about fellowship with God and fellowship with people.
我们前面已经讲过了，那么约翰一书它是一种循环式的，对不对？
We've talked about fellowship with God before, now he talks about it again.
但是在循环的时候，他怎么样？他有新的东西加进去。
But when he repeats the same concept, he adds new things to it.
每一次就讲得更深入。
Every time gets deeper.
那这一段里面呢，有内容是非常丰富的。
It has such a rich content in this passage.
那么有些内容呢，概念已经在前面讲过。
Some of the concepts appeared before.
比如说，在主里面。
For example, in God.
那在这里二十八节， 第六节第六节和第九节都有讲过。
If you go back to your book, to your Bible, you see in verse 28, verse 6, and verse 9, I'll talk about that.
那么基督的显现、关于这个认识基督在第一节跟第六节也讲过。
Knowing God also mentioned in verse 1 and 6.
但有些概念呢却是第一次引入的。
Some concepts were introduced the first time in the Bible.
第一个概念就是神的公义、啊、
such as the righteousness of God.
然后还有基督的显现。
The appearance of Christ.
最后还有神的儿女。
And the children of God.
所以我们接下来就一一的来分析这些概念。
Let's analyze the concept one at a time.
首先我们来看公义这个词。
Let's look at the word righteousness.
在本段经文一共出现了五次。
It appeared five times in the passage.
那么第二十九节还有第七节。
In verse 29 and verse 7.
那么很多主要是代表父神和基督的公义。
Representing the righteousness of the God and the Father.
所以凡行公义的就是由神而生的。
Those who practice righteousness are of God.
所以由这个概念由神而生神的儿女在这个段经文里重复了很多次。
Because of that, the children of God concept appeared many times in the passage.
可以说是贯穿于这个前后两部分的经文。
You can say it runs through part one and part two in this passage.
那么这个身份也是我们连接上帝的一个根本。
And this identity connects us to God.
也是我们基督徒与世人分别的标记。
And is what separates us from the rest of the world.
凡行公义的人就是由神而生的。
Those who practice righteousness are born of God.
那这样按理来说的话，那么从神而生就应该行公义了，对不对？
So it stands to reason, if you're born of God, then you practice righteousness.
再讲一遍哈，这句，凡行公义的人都是从神而生的。
Those who are born of God must practice righteousness.
那么这样，由神而生的人怎么样？必须要行公义，对不对？
If you are born of God, then you must practice righteousness.
但是现实的情况却是很多的时候啊，我们由神而生的人并不一定是完全能够按照神的心意而行的。
But in reality, those are born of God are not practicing according to His will.
如今呢，可以说有相当数目的基督徒啊，实际上是稀里糊涂的哈。
A considerable amount of Christians nowadays live in a very muddle-headed way.
那么有些人甚至还陷到罪中啊，以至于不能自拔。
Some are trapped in sin and they cannot even get themselves out of it.
所以可以看见，我们有了神儿女的身份哈。
When you see you have this identity of children of God.
我们具备了这种行公义的能力。
And we have the power and ability to practice righteousness.
这并不代着我们基督徒真的可以完全的把这个能力能够活出来。
It doesn't mean we can use the ability perfectly.
所以我们不能够忘记我们做神儿女的身份。
Therefore, we cannot forget our true identity of being God's children.
其实很多的时候并不是我们故意要忘记。
Many times we didn't mean to forget.
我们只是觉得说好像没有感觉特别的那么样的重要。
We just didn't feel the special attention.
再者说了，这个上帝有这么多的儿女，想想他管得过来吗？
When you think about it, God has so many children. Can he even care about me?
我们那个大家庭的过去，现在很多人都是生一个两个孩子哈。
Nowadays, our family only have one or two kids.
以前要生一堆孩子的话，那父母根本就管不过来的嘛。
A while ago, you know, you will have a bunch of kids and parents probably let them just go.
以此类推，我们就想，哎呀，上帝这儿女啊，太多了。
And when you think about it, God has so many children.
他大概对我也是一样，他没有时间管。
Does he have time to care about me?
他管得更重要的去了。
He probably cares about the more important things.
所以我们对神的认知啊，常常有这么一种概念哈。
We have such a limit in our understanding of God's word.
其实上帝对他的每一个儿女都是一样的重视。
But we know God treats each of us equally and importantly.
都是一样的呵护有加哈。
And he cares about each one of us.
所以在他那里没有偏心。
He has no favoritism.
也没有宠爱。
Or partialism.
Yeah. 所以有的时候我们喜欢跟别人去比较哈。
Sometimes we like to compare.
我们觉得说你是神的儿女，我也是神的儿女。
We say, oh, you are the child of God. I am too.
我们就想我们会希望说我可能比你更好一点，好像
I want to be better
我才有价值哈。
So I feel valued.
其实就好像这个兄弟姐妹之间在家里面有这种就 sibling 这种 rival.
Yeah, it's just like a sibling rivalry in a family.
其实上帝在上帝那里不存在这个问题的哈。
There's not such a thing with God.
上帝给每个人都不一样。
God gives everyone different.
没有可比的。
And there's no comparison.
但是给我每一个人同样都是恩典丰富。
But His grace is abundant.
所以呢，我们就是要坚信啊，我们这个上帝儿女的身份。
We need to believe firmly in the identity of God's children.
这是我们背靠救恩的一个基础。
This is the basis for our salvation.
以前呢，有一个人呢，他有几个好几个孩子哈。
Once upon a time, there's a man has several children.
那么这些孩子长大成人了，就开始结婚了，他们又有了自己的孩子。
The kids grow up and they have grandkids.
所以呢，他就有了好多这个孙子啊孙女这样子。
So he had many sons and granddaughters.
有一天呢，有一次呢，他这个其中的一个儿子呢，哎，他们又这个太太又怀孕了。
One day they got a new grandkid.
那他这是pregnant.
Pregnant, sorry.
他又怀孕了，于是呢，他们就期待说啊，又要有一个这个这个孙子辈的出生了哈。
They are looking forward a new baby.
不过到了快生的时候呢，哎，他都不知道消息的哈。
But when time close to the due date, they didn't hear anything.
所以有一天，他就跟朋友去一起喝咖啡的朋友告诉他，才告诉他说，哎，你那个儿子又生了一个孩子。
One day he went to coffee with friend, and friend told him, "Hey, your son just had a baby."
啊，这个祖父就很生气了，说我得了这个 grandkid， 怎么我的儿子没有告诉我，别人告诉我哈。
The grandpa was mad because the son didn't even tell him that he had a new grandbaby.
于是他打电话问他儿子说，你这个孩子已经出生了，为什么没有告诉我？
So he called his son to question.
他说，哎呀，我觉得你已经有这么多孙子，再多一个也没，大概不太会介意的了。
The son replied, "You have so many grandkids already. Do you really care about another one?"
所以这个人马上就跟他儿子说：“不对，你不管有多少个，再多一个也是我的这个孙子辈的，我都一样的。”
He said, "No, no way. As long as it's my grandchild, I love them."
所以上帝爱我们也是比这个要更多的。
God loves us so much more.
所以这里约翰用神儿女的这个身份来比喻说我们怎么样去行善。
John uses the identity of as child of God to encourage believers to act righteously.
并且呢，他也因此来提醒信徒。
And reminds all the believers.
我们为什么要行公义？
Why do we need to act righteously?
就是将来基督的显现。
So that we can face Christ calmly.
所以显现在这段经文里是一个关键词。
The word manifest review is the key word here.
那么这里边呢，一共出现了六次。
It occurred six times.
有的时候是动词，有的时候是名词，
sometimes,
也有的时候是形容词。
Sometimes it's a verb, sometimes it's a noun, sometimes it's an adjective.
那么两次呢，在第二十八节和第二节是指代表的是基督的第二次的降临。
In verses 28 and verse 2, twice represents the second coming of the Christ.
这是指未来要发生的事情。
This is a future event.
那么两次呢，是说明基督首次降临的情况。
There are two times talking about the first coming of Christ.
那是在第五节跟第八节。
Which is in verse 5 and verse 8.
这是已经发生的事情。
Which has already happened.
那剩下的两次是讲人的显现。
The remaining two belongs to the manifestation of man.
这里既包括现在，也包括未来的含义。
Including the present time and in the future.
所以我们先来看一看基督再次的显现。
First, let's look at when Christ comes again.
所以二十八节讲到说，基督显现的时候的嘛，所有信徒要来到他的面前。
All the believers come to him.
约翰告诉我们会发生三件事。
John tells us three things will happen.
三件事是按照他的次序发生的。
Sequentially.
第一个次序是基督要显现。
First, Christ appeared.
那么第二个就是我们看到基督的本相，在第二节哈。
Second, in verse 2, we see Christ in person.
那么第二节又讲到第三个是我们必要像他。
In verse 2 again, third, he talks about we must be like him.
所以基督再来那是人类历史一个非常非常重大的事件。
Jesus' second coming is a very important event in human history.
那么我们不但可以看见他的本相，而且可以怎么样，我们要像他一样。
We can not only see him in person, but we can be like him.
所以在基督的面前呢，人会分成两批哈。
Before Christ, we'll be divided into two groups.
所以二十八节告诉我们，有一批人是怎么样，我们可以坦然无惧的什么呀，来到基督的面前。
In verse 28, we talked about one group can be very calm and fearlessly.
另外一批呢，则是说会怎么样，面带惭愧了哈，来到基督面前。
And the other group is ashamed.
并不是说他们失去救恩哈。
Not that they lost their salvation.
而是说我们的一生有亏损的。
Because we have done things that's not shameful.
为此约翰勉励当时的基督徒说，你们要行公义，好怜悯。
For this reason, John encouraged the believers to act justly and love mercy.
那么除了这个之外呢，那么这里有讲到基督的第一次的显现。
Aside from that, it also talks about the first coming of Christ.
尤其是他的工作在我们信徒的身上有深远的影响。
Especially his work had a profound impact in our believers.
这里讲到基督是无罪的。
It talks about Christ's righteousness and sinless.
这里不只讲了一次。
He talked more than once.
第三节讲到他是洁净的。
He said he is pure.
那第五节则是讲到他在他怎么样并没有罪。
Verse 5 talks about sinless.
那么第七节是怎么样？讲到说，正如主是义的一样，也讲到他没有罪。
Verse 7 also talks about his righteousness.
你看，短短的这个经文，这个概念讲了三次。
In such a short verse, it talks about three times.
我居然在网上还看到有人讲说，哦，基督，耶稣是无罪的这个概念，在圣经里是讲的不清楚的。
I have even seen on internet that people are saying, oh, Jesus' righteousness and sinless is not clear in the Bible.
我看他到底引用了哪一句经文去讲这个概念哈。
I want to see what verse he used to look at that concept.
他把那句经文找出来了哈。
And he found the verse.
是耶稣说的话。
是。
我一看。
It's what Jesus said.
That's all right. 那么但是根本那个经文不是那个意思哈。
But he misunderstood the verse.
所以我们不能只看一节经文去推测它的意思，这里面讲得多清楚，这么几节经文讲了三次。
Yeah, we cannot just look at one verse to understand. We should look at the entire passage to understand.
为什么这个重要？
Why is it this important?
因为他只有他是无罪的，他才可以除去我们的罪，对不对？
Because he is righteous and sinless, so he can remove our sins.
所以第五节就讲到过他除去人的罪。
In verse 5, it talks about he removed man's sin.
第八节讲到他除灭了魔鬼的作为。
In verse 8, he talked about he destroyed the works of the devil.
所以在现今这个世界，魔鬼在这个世界还依然很活跃哈。
Although in this world today, the devil is still active.
但是他在我们身上没有权柄，也没有能力。
But he has no power.Or authority over us.
如果我们基督徒还是活在罪里的话，
If Christian still lives in sin,
那是我们自己的选择。
It's our own choice.
这就等于我们逆转了基督的工作。
It's virtually the same as we're reversing the work of Jesus.
所以追求公义跟圣洁啊，是基督徒跟世人区别的一个明显的特征。
The pursuit of spiritual purity and righteousness is a distinct characteristic that separates us from the rest of the world.
所以一个人信主之后，他的生命就会发生改变。
After a person takes Jesus as his personal savior, his or her life will be inevitably changed.
特别是当我们信主了之后，有一段时间我们对罪会越来越敏感。
Especially after a while, our sensitivity to sin will be increased.
我们喜欢亲近神。
And we love to be close to God.
我们身上也就渐渐的慢慢的有了基督的香气。
And the marks of God will leave on us.
那么神就会在我们身上留下一些痕迹的。
And we'll see the marks that God has left on us and which is visible to others.
所以那些被神触摸过的人，
Those who are touched by God.
还有一些是被神修理过的人，
Or those who are taught by God.
还有有些是被神管教过的人，
Or those who are disciplined by God.
那些人都是有福气的，
Those are blessed.
Yeah. 但是呢，多年下来，可能你身上有很多的毛病，该改的也都改掉了哈。
Over the years, you may have many problems that you have corrected.
但是有些呢，可能想改也改不掉。
And some you still cannot do it, even if you want to.
更有些呢，根本压根儿你没想改。
And there are some you didn't even want to change them.
这些东西啊，都会常常会影响我们的哈。
These kind of things will influence us in some way.
所以我们就会想，哎呦。像我这样到底神能不能接纳我哈？
Sometimes we ask ourselves, will God accept me as I am?
所以陈牧师讲了，将来到耶稣基督面前，人分两批哈。
Pastor Chen said, there are two groups of people before Christ in the future.
我要到了这个基督的面前，我是算哪一批的，我也搞不清楚了哈。
When I come to Christ, which group will I be in? I don't know.
以前呢，这个中国有个著名的传道人，他叫尼陀生哈。
There's a famous pastor whose name is Watchman Nee.
Yeah, 那么他呢就去辅导一个刚信主的人哈。
And he went to encourage a person who newly entered Christ.
那么这个人呢，他就说：“哎呀，我信了耶稣之后，发现啊。”我这身上的毛病太多了哈。
The person told him, after I accept Jesus as my savior, I found I have too many problems.
我当初如果将来见了耶稣，耶稣说啊，你不能进去怎么办哈？
If I saw God in the future and God said you cannot go to the heaven, what should I do?
所以这个尼陀生就对他讲说，你来看哈。
Watchman said.
他说，你看我这家里头有一条狗。
Look, I have a dog in my house.
我训练他训练得很好。
I train him really well.
所以我让他坐下，他就坐下。
I told him to sit, he sits.
我让他走过去，他就走过去。
I told him go, he goes.
然后他不能撒尿啊，什么拉屎在屋里一定要出去的哈。
And he knows to go outside to do his business.
他非常听话。
And he listens.
不过他是我的狗。
But he's my dog.
他不是我儿子。
He's not my son.
你怎么把他当成儿子看？他还不是你儿子。
Even if you treat him as your son, he's not your son.
因为他不能继承你的东西。
Because he cannot inherit anything from you.
他说：“你看我屋里那个是我儿子。
”Look at my son in the room.
哎呀，刚刚一岁多点。
He's only over a year old.
他把屋里搞得是乱七八糟的。
He messes everything up in the house.
哎，他在屋里又拉又尿的哈。
He does his business as he does.
到处拉尿，吃的东西搞得乱糟糟的。
And his snacks are everywhere.
但是他是我儿子。
But he's my son.
他将来必会怎么样？继承我的东西。
He will inherit my things.
所以我们当中很多热爱动物很好。
There are a lot of us who love animals here.
但是还不是儿子。
But they're not our sons.
所以啊，人无完人，金无足赤。
Therefore, to err is to human.
所以圣经中你看圣经中上帝所使用的人每个人都有缺点的。
Everyone who talked about in the Bible has some shortcomings.
那有些人甚至犯罪都很有些严重的哈。
Some has committed very serious sins.
但是怎么样上帝都可以使用这些人。
But God uses them.
关键是什么关键就是这些人是背靠救恩。
The key is these people lean on God's salvation.
因为来到基督的面前我们怎么样我们可以重新获得能力。
When you come to Jesus, you get your power again.
那不但我们要背靠救恩哈。
Not only we lean on God's salvation.
就是说我们要相信我们神儿女的身份。
We have to believe in our identity of children of God.
我们还要面向基督。
And we face Christ.
那么 我们下面来看怎么是什么是面向基督哈。
Let's see what does it mean to face Christ.
那前面我们已经思想过了关于这个基督的显现哈。
We talked about Christ coming.
那接下来我们来看看人的显现。
Let's look at human beings.
那人的显现也出现过两次哈。
And the appearance of man happened many times in this passage.
在第二节跟第十节。
In verse 2 and verse 10.
那这段经文里啊有一个非常有意思的排列的现象。
It's a very interesting arrangement in this passage.
就是它出现了七次讲凡什么什么什么的人。
It appears seven times people who...
那这样的人呢大概可以分成两类。
And these kind of people can be divided into two categories.
那么一类人呢他是讲说是凡行公义的人在第二十九节。
One category is those who do righteousness, like in verse 29.
凡向他有这指望的人在第三节。
And those who have hope in him, in verse 3.
凡住在他里面的第六节。
Whoever lives in him, verse 6.
凡从神而生的第九节。
Whoever is born of God, verse 9.
这是一类的人。
That's one category of people.
他们是从神而生的。
They are born of God.
他们洁净自己。
They cleanse themselves.
而且不犯罪。
And they do not sin.
那么另一类人呢，则是在第四节跟第六节都出过是凡犯罪的。
Another category of people are those who commit crimes in verse 4 and verse 6.
凡不行义的，第十节。
And who do not do righteousness in verse 10.
这些人是违背律法，不认识基督，是属魔鬼的。
Such a person breaks the law, does not know Christ, and belongs to the devil.
那么第九节的这句经文，我讲的是核心的经文。
Verse 9 is the core scripture in here.
但是也有很多人有这个很多的疑问了这段经文哈。
Some people have some questions about this verse.
因为第九节讲，凡从神生的就不犯罪。
It talks about whoever has been born of God, neither sins nor can sin.
也不能犯罪。
And they cannot sin.
这是不是基督徒说一定你要做得完美完全呢？
Does that mean Christians have to be perfect?
那么这个也跟约翰在前面讲的好像不太一样。
It seems inconsistent with what John talked about before.
因为约翰在第一节讲到 你要承认你有罪，对不对？
In verse 1, John talks about you have to admit you sin.
那第一章第八节讲到，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
In verse 8, he talks about we have to act righteously so that God can remove all the sin from us.
如果我们还不能做到完全，是不是我们没有真正的得救？
If we cannot be perfect, does that mean we do not have our salvation?
这里有一个本质的区别。
There's a fundamental difference here.
就是一个人完全生活在罪的生活当中，他毫没有悔改的意思，这是一回事。
When you talk about a person who lives completely in sin and without remorse, that's one story.
那么基督徒如果偶尔被过犯所胜，
However, if Christians are occasionally overcome by transgression,
我们会有一些罪恶感。
And we feel guilty.
但是呢，我们有一种愿意忏悔的心。
But we are willing to repent.
所以这个样的话，我们怎么样？我们就是面向基督的。
If we are that, we are facing the Christ.
所以这样看来啊，所以世人也是分成两类的。
So it looks like people are divided into two groups again.
我们前面讲的那第一类就是什么？是神的儿女。
The first group are children of God.
后者呢，则是魔鬼的儿女。
The second are children of devil.
约翰有没有提到中间这两类之间有什么灰色地带没有啊？
Did John mention gray area between these two groups?
有没有其他的类别出来啊？
Is there another category?
好像没有发现啊。
We didn't find that.
说在这个世界上，如果你不是属神的，你就属什么的？就是属魔鬼。
In this world, if you does not belong to God, you belong to devil.
这可谓是泾渭分明啊。
That seems very clear.
这就是我们今天讲到的题目啊，泾渭分明。
That's our title for today.
那么现今呢，这种区别可能不太明显。
Nowadays, the distinction may not be that clear.
那我们可能是吃该吃的吃，该喝的喝，工作呀，生活呀，一切好像都是一样的。
We eat, we drink, we live, seems like the same way as everybody else.
但是时候一到呢， 就会水落石出哈。
But when the time comes, the truth will come out.
那真相将大白于天下。
And the truth will be revealed to the world.
所以为此，我们基督徒要认清形势哈。
For this reason, we need to be very careful and aware of the situation we're in.
我们是属基督的，我们不能与魔鬼同道。
We belong to Christ. Naturally, we cannot walk with devil.
因为基督与魔鬼是水火不相容。
Because Christ and devil are incompatible, just like water and fire.
同样，那么基督徒与犯罪的人也是分道扬镳的。
Likewise, Christians and sinners are separated.
所以我们不能随从世界的风俗。
We cannot follow the custom of the world.
很多事情别人可以做，但是我们是基督徒，我们是不能做。
We cannot do the many things others do because we are Christians.
因为我们是神的儿女啊。
Because we are the children of God.
所以我们不要只是贪图一些眼前的蝇头小利哈。
Do not covet the small gains today.
而损失了将来从上帝那里得到的大利哈。
But lose the big benefits you will get from God in the future.
因为神的儿女，我们是要继承神所赐给我们产业的。
As the children of God, we have inheritance from God.
所以我们基督徒与世人不同，因为我们是面向基督。
Christians are different from the rest of the world because we face Christ.
面向基督就是我们所有的事情都可以向基督敞开的。
What is facing Christ? That means we can, means everything we do is open to God.
那么所有的事情都可以用大喇叭吹着讲的啊。
And can be broadcasted on a trumpet.
我们不会有一些秘密不能让人知道的。
And we don't have secrets that we don't want others to know.
以前有一个牧师到了一个教会，刚刚做牧师到那边哈。
There's a new pastor in your church.
发现这个教会有意思哈。
And he discovered something.
哎，这个教会啊，很多人喜欢写匿名信的。
Some people, a lot of people like to write letters, anonymously.
Yeah, 在这教会居然还有一个信箱。
And they have a little mailbox.
那么可以写完了就放投在信箱里面。
And you can put your letters there.
而这牧师说，教会都搞成这样，你提意见你不可以公开提吗？
Pastor was surprised, you know, in the church, anything you say, you can say it openly.
在基督里我们是弟兄姐妹，
In Christ, we are brothers and sisters, we are family.
我们不可以当面讲，要背后这样偷偷摸摸的哈。
And we cannot do one thing in front of people, another thing behind our backs.
这样做不会有神的恩典。
This is not going to have the blessing of God.
所以我们在基督面前一切都是敞开的嘛。
Everything should be open before Christ.
Yeah, 所以我们即使我们现今我们做事还不能够做得完全哈。
Even if we're not perfect.
但是我们可以竭力前行哈。
But we can move forward.
所以我们是背靠救恩，就是确信我们是神的儿女，我们面向基督。
We lean on salvation and turn to face Christ.
今天我们研读这段经文，就使我们更加深刻地理解神儿女的这个概念哈。
Study this passage today enables us to deeply understanding the preciousness of being a child of God.
所以有了这个身份，我们将来就会坦然地面对什么基督的显现。
With this identity, we can face Christ with confidence in the future.
不但如此，我们如果认清这个身份的，重视这个身份的话，我们今天的生活形态也会改变。
Not only that, but the recognition of the identity should also help us today.
背靠救恩，面向基督。
Lean on salvation and face Christ.
我们就可以将来在基督的面前怎么样，坦然无惧。
That means we will be honest before him.
大约一百年前呢，在这个田纳西州呢，就有一个男孩出生哈。
About 100 years ago, a boy was born in Tennessee.
那么他的出生很不一样，因为什么？他是个私生子。
He's very special because he's born out of wedlock.
你要知道这个事情不是现今，是一百年前在田纳西一个乡村的这样的情况。
Think about that. That happened 100 years ago in a countryside in Tennessee.
所以这个男孩长大了一点都不知道他爸爸是谁。
When the boy grew up, he did not know who his father was.
所以在这个村子里面，大家都知道他是私生子。
In the village, we all know he was born out of wedlock.
所以他去到教会的话，每一次呢， 他都是怎么样偷偷摸摸的去、啊、
Every time when he goes to church, he goes secretly.
然后他离开的是跳窗户走的、啊、
And when he leaves, he jumps from the window.
他不希望碰到别人。
He didn't want to see anyone.
每个人都会议论嘛。
Everyone talks
都会讲嘛。
这
是私生子。我有一天这个教会啊来了个新的牧师。
One day a new pastor came.
哎，不，某种原因呢，他这次没有办法提前逃走哈。
For whatever reason, he could not escape ahead of time.
所以他必须要跟着所有的人经过这个大门出去哈。
He had to follow everybody to exit.
这个牧师就站在门口跟每个人握手哈。
And the pastor was shaking everybody's hand.
所以到了他就说，哎，This is whose boy.
By his turn, he asked, "Whose boy is this?"
哎，这个牧师也是，他不知道啊。
And the pastor didn't know.
这个谁的谁们家的孩子，他没有爸爸的。
He didn't know he has no father.
所以当时他就愣在那里，他不知道怎么回答。
And he did not know what to say.
哎，这牧师马上知道了，哦，问错了。
The pastor knew he asked the wrong question.
他说没有关系 ，son.
It's okay, son.
他说孩子，
孩子，
哎，
儿子。It's okay, son.
那么将来你是神的儿女。
In the future, you are the son of God.
你应该抬起头来做人。
Raise your head.
哦，这句话给了这个小男孩很大的鼓舞啊。
This gives the boy enormous amount of encouragement.
所以长大成人之后，他成为一个非常热心虔诚的基督徒。
When he grew up, he became a very pure Christian.
他两次。被田纳西州的人民选作田纳西的州长。
He was elected twice as the governor of Tennessee.
所以他的名字就叫 Ben Hooper、啊、
His name is Ben Hooper.
是一个、非常好的基督徒，有美好的见证。
He's a very good Christian. He's a very great testament.
所以弟兄姐妹，不论我们在什么样的环境之中今天生活，不要忘记我们神儿女的身份。
Brothers and sisters, no matter where you are in your life today, do not forget your precious identity of being children of God.
我们在这个世界上遇到的一切事情都是他要预备我们将来要继承他的产业。
Everything we encounter today in this life is for us to inherit his great blessings in the future.
所以我们应当背靠救恩面向基督。
So let's lean on salvation and face Christ.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们美好的盼望。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the beautiful hope.
我们虽然是不配的人。
We are not worthy.
但是主，你召聚了我们。
But you gathered us.
让我们成为神的儿女。
And you made us the children of God.
将来要继承主你赐给我们的产业。
And we will inherit the great inheritance from heaven.
愿你照着你救恩的丰富来看顾我们。
May you bless us with the abundance of love.
为我们当中每一位是用耶稣基督的宝血所救赎的，我们都献上感恩。
Give thanks for everyone who is here who are covered by your precious blood.
求主你保守我们的灵魂体。
Lord, bless our soul, our body, and our heart.
直到我们将来见到耶稣基督的那一天。
Until we see you again.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen.